Now to your rising energy bill. State regulators signed off on settlements last month with two of the state's largest utilities, Xcel Energy and Alliant. They are raising rates to cover costs associated with transitioning away from fossil fuels. Has your energy bill gone up? How do you keep heating costs in check in the winter months? Do you understand your bill and what it says? 800-642-1234. Tom Content is Executive Director of the Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin, or CUB as it goes by. It's a nonprofit consumer advocacy organization. Tom, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Oh, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
Well, we're seeing that the U.S. Energy Information Administration is forecasting that residential natural gas prices will definitely be on the rise this winter, Midwest experiencing the largest increase. What is going on?
Well, so many factors are contributing to higher costs this winter. And at CUB, what we do is we try to focus on the costs that we can control. And those are the costs that are actually regulated by the State Public Service Commission. But so much of what is happening right now is actually linked to the kind of the natural gas market's gone haywire. We had the comeback from the economy shutdown and the kind of that rubber band swing on the oil and gas industry led to higher prices. And then because the U.S. is actually now exporting more of its natural gas to Europe, we're seeing that when natural gas futures are traded, the higher prices in Europe are actually driving higher prices here. And there's even another factor, which was, if you remember back to last winter in February, when Texas had those blackouts.
Yes.
Part of that was because they didn't properly winterize their electric system or their energy system, and the natural gas distribution and pipeline system down there actually froze up for a time. And that drove up prices of natural gas across the country, including here. And some of the increases that customers are experiencing this fall and are actually still linked to that February storm, so that it is a combination of things going on that make people want to actually reach for those Tom and Jerry's.
A nice tie in there. What do inflationary pressures have anything to do with this at all? Because we're seeing, you know, a huge spike in inflation, the largest 12-month increase since 1982. Does that have any influence on energy costs?
Yes. I mean, I think it's energy costs as a component of inflation that are really helping contribute to that to the higher prices we're seeing all over in a bunch of areas. We've been on energy in particular, things had been more stable for a time. The advent of fracking led to a big drop in natural gas prices. When I was covering this industry for the Journal Sentinel 10 years ago, natural gas prices were very volatile. And when fracking came on, that led to a big reduction. But the fracking companies weren't actually making enough money, so there was a big scale back on their part, and that ended up it's a combination of things, but it ended up there was less drilling and less activity going on, but the inflationary pressures are definitely being seen across the economy, but energy is certainly part of that.
Okay.
The good news is that energy, at least on the natural gas markets, that has moderated a little bit since in the last couple months.
So it's a mix of things going on. One thing I know you're really excited about, I have brought in my utility bill. It's right here in front of me.
And
We're going to take a little bit of a tour here through it that, you know, there's and really understanding what is in a bill, because there's the system connection and customer service charge, the distribution service charge, the administrative charge, the grid connection charge, the state low income assistance fee charge, and then there's the actual energy itself charge. So help us understand, as we look at our bill, what it means.
Sure. So most of the bill is still on the electric side of your bill is still still influenced by the energy charge, and beyond that, there are these fixed charges. This is called the so-called customer charge. And for the typical utility, it depends on the utility, but in Wisconsin, we've seen the fixed charges, the fixed charge, the fixed portion of the bill go up over the last 10 years or so. And at CUB, that's a concern for us because we think more of the bill should be on the energy charge because when that happens, you have more power to actually get savings for yourself through taking steps to make your home more efficient, whether if you want to add solar panels, if you have the ability to do that. There's more ability to control the bill when you have a lower fixed charge. And so those settlements with the Public Service Commission that just got approved, we're seeing the fixed charge come down for the first time in a long time. So that for a Madison customer of Madison Gas and Electric, for example, the fixed charge had gone up all the way up to $19 a month, the combination of some of those charges you're seeing. And then it'll come back down to $15 in the next couple of years. And the same thing with Xcel Energy, where their fixed charge will be dropping to $15 a month. And it's just a really good signal that for customers who want to really dive in and take control of their energy costs.
One thing I've noticed in recent years is really being able to compare with others, comparing your bill with the city at large you live in or with your neighbors, and it can get pretty down to the granular level. What can you say there when you choose to look at those comparisons online?
The comparisons are helpful, and every house is different. Some houses are insulated better than others. You know, if you live in a comfortable house, if your house is comfortable, it probably is because it's not leaking energy, right? And there are steps you can take to actually make sure it's not leaking energy. But I think there is that, you know, people do want to compare how they're doing with one another and see if you can.
We're,
you know,
curious,
you can,
and competitive.
Eke out some more savings. Well, exactly.
By nature.
Maybe it's use that fireplace a little more and put on a sweater if things are getting tough or tight in the winter time. Just make sure you close that damper when it's done, because otherwise you'll leak some of that warm air right outside in the winter.
We're talking about energy prices with Tom Content, who leads CUB. That's a consumer watchdog group advocating for residential ratepayers and small businesses, giving them a voice before the Public Service Commission. How do you heat your home? Do you have questions about where you can go for energy assistance? Have you relied on assistance to get through a winter? What questions do you have about your options? 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Tom Content here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kant. Thanks for being here. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says retail prices for energy are at or near multi-year highs. Are you seeing your utility bill go up? By how much compared to last year? Has spending more time at home in the pandemic with the lights on reflected in your bill as you look at historical costs? Join in on energy costs, what you see, 800-642-1234. Tom Content leads the work of the nonprofit organization CUB, the Citizens Utility Board, with us for about 9 more minutes. Tom, in the Census Bureau reported 29% of people surveyed have reported reducing or foregoing household expenses to pay an energy bill in the last year. What resources are available to help people pay their energy bills?
So that's a really good question, and that's something we're working on at the Public Service Commission, is trying to really zero in on affordability and household energy burden. And there are resources. The federal coronavirus-related stimulus bills have really been able to pump money into Wisconsin and help. Actually, the state has been able to send out over $100 million to help customers with their kind of back utility bills for during that period when the state wasn't allowing utilities to disconnect folks because of the public health emergency. But there are service, there are resources, and there's even a new, there's energy assistance programs as well as a new water assistance program for low-income utility customers. So if you're low-income, there is a website that you can go to actually apply for energy assistance, and I'm just going to say it, it's energybenefit.wi.gov, and that's kind of a portal to get started on getting energy assistance. And there's an 800 number, 800-506-5596, to access that. And then there, for those who maybe their income is just above the thresholds for what's defined as low income, there's also the Keep Wisconsin Warm Fund, which Kate, if you Google that, they have a website that provides assistance as well. And some of the utilities have their own programs as well.
So you have to do a little bit of research here, and then also the application process, because early on in the pandemic, there were people in need, and yet the dollars for those utility bills weren't getting to the families because there was so much red tape. Is that red tape kind of dissipated a bit?
I think it has. I think it has. For a lot of the utilities, the big utilities, the state was actually able to, through its IT system, was actually able to connect to the customers' accounts and reduce some of the unpaid balances.
Okay.
That were linked to the public health emergency, and then the utilities also went another step and. In an agreement with our organization that the PSC approved, several of the utilities have launched forgiveness programs, so that if you're low income and basically there is a subset of customers that are having a tough time paying their bills, but if they can get back on the to paying even half of what their regular amount is, then they get the past due balances forgiven. And it's just another step to try to get people back on their feet.
What adaptations can people make to their homes? What changes can they make to their lifestyle to save on energy to lower those bills?
Sure. So, I mean, there are big fixes you can make. That's, you know, getting an energy that and making sure, I mean, the blocking and tackling of saving on energy and saving money is really insulation and air sealing. And LED bulbs is another big one. And there's a few resources that we'd point out for right now, because I know the price increases are happening right now, right?
Yes.
So one thing is that there are free light bulbs available through to anybody, any utility customer in Wisconsin. The Focus on Energy program sends out free energy packs to anybody, any utility customer in Wisconsin. So if you go on focusonenergymarketplace.com, that's available. And then one of the newer features, new technology features that's helping people save money is these smart thermostats, like the Google Nest or Ecobee. And Ecobee is now owned by a Wisconsin company, Generac. But what's interesting is that right now there's a special promotion going on through Focus on Energy and the manufacturers. They're having essentially a holiday winter heating cost sale. Normally these things have cost $150 to $200, but right now you can get one as low as $5 or $30 on Focus on Energy. If you go to Focus on Energy right now, Focus on Energy Marketplace, it's an amazing savings. That can enable and installing one and then following along.
Focus estimates it.
Exactly. Once you program it, it kind of links up with your smartphone and senses when what your patterns are in terms of energy use and when you're not there, and adjusts accordingly. And the average person can save $150. And at a time when you're seeing, you know, a couple hundred dollar increase forecast for just on heating costs, This is a great time to go for
LED bulbs. It's a big return on investment.
Exactly. So a great time to go for LED bulbs and a smart thermostat.
Tom Content with us, Executive Director of the Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin, as we discuss energy bills, rising energy prices, what's behind them. You can join in with what you see on your bill, 800-642-1234. Tom, with the Public Service Commission regulating the state's public utilities, we've heard from public utilities in their statements saying, look, it's going to cost a lot to transition away from fossil fuels. We need to raise our rates. How do you balance that with, you know, putting it on the backs of your consumers versus what the utility can absorb?
Well, and the fact is that the price of renewable energy, of solar, has dropped 90% over the last 5 to 10 years, and it's actually the least expensive thing you can actually build if you're a utility now. The challenge is keeping this transition affordable, as you mentioned. And so where we're working is trying to keep as they're shutting down coal plants to shift over. We're trying to reduce the cost of and make sure that customers aren't paying the tab for another generation on coal plants that are no longer needed and to keep the lights on. And so we've been able to reach agreements with We Energies, for instance, where they refinanced one of the costs linked to one of the coal plants that shut down a few years ago. And that helped save money. But it is a challenging time because Wisconsin's rates, electric rates, are among the highest in the Midwest and 13th highest in the country. And so there is a lot of pressure to, and so we, our regulatory team is at the Public Service Commission, and what they do is try to make sure that everything is justified in terms of the need, because one of the risks we have is overbuilding. And Wisconsin doesn't have a great planning process for how we do this transformation. So we're urging for a better planning process along the way to keep costs down for customers.
Tom, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Tom Content, Executive Director of the Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.